From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. When it comes to the federal health law, most states have taken a wait-and-see attitude about setting up insurance exchanges. These are the marketplaces where consumers will shop for insurance, and if they qualify, get a subsidy for that coverage. Most states have resisted committing to an exchange, but there's a deadline coming up this Friday. Among the dozen or so states that have moved forward is Colorado. CPR health reporter Eric Whitney has more.
Last week's election results mean that Robert Ruiz Moss, an executive at WellPoint Insurance in Denver, could heave a sigh of relief.
A sigh of relief in terms of a known. I think a known is always preferable to an unknown.
The known he's talking about is that Colorado can continue full speed ahead on building its health insurance exchange. There's no longer uncertainty over how a President Romney might change the healthcare law or how Colorado might have to adapt.
The scenarios that didn't occur are really hard to hard to know for sure. You never know if that would have been a better scenario or worse scenario. It would have been different, but you know, we know we've got the one in front of us.
Ruiz Moss is closely involved in setting up Colorado's health insurance exchange. He's a member of the bipartisan exchange governing board appointed by the governor and state lawmakers. They've been hard at it for the last 16 months, writing rules, hiring contractors, and applying for federal grants. Their goal is to create a new marketplace that's supposed to offer Colorado consumers more choices, lower prices, and an easier way to shop for health insurance. And it's not just insurance companies that are happy that the elections appear to have green-lighted Colorado's exchange.
I went for a general physical this morning, and the doctor said, "My God, your blood pressure's down." I said, "Well, it must be the election. It's behind us, and now we can move forward."
Stephen Summer heads the Colorado Hospital Association.
For people who are unable to afford health care insurance, it will be a way through subsidized access to health care. They'll be able to buy policies. So hopefully that population will, hundreds of thousands of people now will be able to get access to subsidized policies through the exchange.
More people with health insurance means fewer unpaid hospital bills. So it's no surprise hospitals like anything that makes it easier for people to get coverage. But in Colorado, even some Republicans who hate Obamacare like that the state is setting up its own health insurance exchange.
I believe Colorado knows how to do health better than the federal government.
Amy Stevens is a Republican state lawmaker. Stevens co-sponsored the bill last year that put Colorado on the path to creating its own exchange. She took a beating for it from some members of her own party. But she continues to argue that Colorado was smart to take the federal health law's option to build its own health insurance exchange and not resist Obamacare entirely like other states. She says that gives Colorado more control over its destiny.
And if we hadn't done anything, many, many people would be swept into this federal system that could frankly care less about them.
Stevens still calls Obamacare in general a disaster. But her law setting up Colorado's health insurance exchange includes at least some Republican oversight over how it develops. That gives her some comfort, since Democrats won majorities in both the state and House Senate. The healthcare industry here, as well as business and consumer groups, say there's still a lot of work to do for Colorado to establish an exchange that makes health coverage more affordable. And there's no guarantee that it'll actually work as envisioned in the federal healthcare law. But at least for now, there's broad consensus Colorado's on the right path. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.
This story is part of a partnership with NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News, an independent news service.